Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for
Issues of Today.
Coming to you live. Here he is,
your host, Taj Longino.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is your host, Taj Longino, for Issues of Today Talk Radio, man. What's good, Rich? Hey, today we're going to be interviewing King. All right, you know him. You should know him because I've been playing his music on my show for some months. And right now, he's finally here for the show. We've been trying to schedule it, but, you know, have some difficulties trying to get it worked out. But we all good. He's here. He's with us. He's hanging out with Issues of the Day today to talk about his album, talk about what's going on with it and everything. But right now, we're about to get to one of his joints, one of the main songs I always play on this show, and that's Gone. And you're going to be checking out Gone from King right here on Issues of the Day Talk Radio.
This a King on a beat. This a King on a beat. Exclusive.
Damn. Messed up. God. Back on the bank bag. Now the girl gone.
Hey. We were like one. We were like two. So tight, they be slipping like juice. Now I'm on the road, yeah, my girl wrote. Now she gone, now I'm alone. Now she let me hear, I'm spitting on my own. Everybody know that girl did me wrong. I ain't gonna lie, baby so fly. When she baby left, I swear I die. This your boy King, slipping on yak. Now I'm wishing that my girl come back. Now she got me riding with my pen on my pad. Never ever thought it would end like that. All good like 1, 2, 3. These girls taste, I only want one. These girls taste, I don't see none. Thought not going crazy. Now I'm right here without my main lady. I know I did some things, but it can't change. Now I'm grown up, and yeah, you did the same. If I can only change, I did in the past. Now I'm just wishing I can have a baby. Baby, I would never leave. Nah, baby, I would never leave you.
Welcome back to Issues of the Day Talk Radio, and that was Gone by King. What's going on, King? What's your boy? How you doing, man?
I'm just chilling, man. I was like, doing good?
Oh, yeah, man. We to the beat, man. How you on? I know it's been a while coming, man. I've been playing your song on the show for a minute, And I know we've been having, you know what I mean, trying to get this show worked out, but you finally here, finally hanging out with each other today. Appreciate you, you know what I mean, for coming to hang out with us, man. So what you got going on, man? How everything going out there?
Everything going good. I'm saying just grinding, as usual. Trying to get out this year, man.
Yeah, now, you're in the Miami state. You got Plies, Rick Ross. I mean, how does that being around that element where everything's blowing up down in Miami with the past, I want to say, 3-4 years, DJ Khaled is down, you got Fat Joe, Lil Wayne is down there now. So how does that help you and put you in a position to where you can get yourself out there, get yourself on the national level as well?
Oh, man, it helped me a lot, really, because, you know, Miami is the hot place right now. So everybody come down to Miami, and, you know, I got a little buzz down here in Miami. So everybody, when they look for rap artists, they see me. They trying to get beats from me. I'm saying, got a feature on their songs. They're doing real good. DJs, I'm saying, do a job for DJs. All that radio interviews.
No, okay, that's what it do, man. Now, Gone. Now, all the songs you even sent me, I play Gone the most. You can listen to some old shows, man. I play Gone the most, man. I was, like, I was even singing to it when my show's live one day. You know what I mean? I just like to win. Is that going to be on the upcoming album, or is that a mixtape song? What you got as far as album-wise? What are we getting ready to see from Kay?
Oh, the album Never Saw Me Coming is coming this year. I'm trying to, like, aim for the summertime. Like, the two singles we might push is Gone or Motion. So, them two singles have been heavy in the streets. People love it. I mean, people from you ain't loving it, they love it. Like, people Dress, Caucasian, they all love it, you know what I'm saying? That was good feedback on both of them singles. So sometimes I shoot a video down in Miami or Daytona Beach. I have a good single for Gone or Motion. We don't know yet, but, I mean, we might push it on independently. You know, the major is not really hot right now, so it'd be better to do it independently, so we might do it independently this summer.
So you going to shoot a video for one of them two singles?
Yeah, I mean, right now, we had it with Gone, but Motion get good feedback, too. So we might think, like, do a Motion like a street single, but Gone like official single.
Your phone breaking up, man.
Oh, my bad. Like, we're thinking about hitting, like, Gone for, like, the commercial single, like, the main single, and Motion for, like, the street single.
Okay. I see what you're going with. I see where you're going with. Now, have you connected with people like Khaled, because, I mean, he supports a lot of those artists from down there, you know, putting them like Weak, Global, and all this, the first two albums. Have you connected with some, you know, people like him to where, that way you can get maybe a verse from here to get yourself out there even more, you know, because I know that the game is messed up right now, and it's been messed up like that for a minute, and they, you know, and a lot of labels, majors are merging, people losing jobs, you know, they're transitioning how they promote the music. So how is the industry really affecting you? And have you connected with people like Khaled maybe to get yourself out there even more versus, you know, I mean, the hustle that you're already doing?
I mean, like, I know some people, but I ain't really heavy on that as of yet. I'm focused, like, trying to get off the ground, saying, like, get my album done. When I get my album done, I got, like, a lot of people connect numbers. You know what I'm saying? When I'm saying with the album, they didn't seem to be like Khaled and all of them. I mean, I got a number when I would connect with Talk and Vibe. But I'm trying to put on an album, make sure it's a classic album.
That's what's up. Now, dude, like I said, how's the industry, to where the industry is right now, how's it affecting you in a good and bad way as far as you being an artist in 2009?
As an artist, it's a good, it's pros and cons to everything. Like, the industry is more like to the internet now, so it's like the internet control the thing, because you look on TV, BET and TV, they go on reality, so you don't get that much video play. So YouTube, MySpace, it's like internet radio is a thing right now, saying. Like, cause people don't listen to radio because people think radio is corrupt. They play the same single and they don't give people a chance. So I promote heavily on cyber because, I mean, you save more money. What you do on the streets, you never know how that go be, because some people throw your CDs away, throw your flyers away, some people don't listen to radio. Most people on the internet, they have people get their sources from. And, like, that, like, the record sales, it's crazy. Because people not selling a record like they used to. You got people that sell records, like, back in the days, now they drop an album now, they flop. But they single doing good. Like, ringtones, they single, their song get more downloadable. That's what people get their money from now. It's a pros and cons to everything.
Now, the down, like, And you know, the bootleg game is that's where it really started. You know what I mean? The bootleg game. So what you doing, you're going to be more of like the online type of artist, or you plan on coming out, taking a chance on putting your CDs in the stores and seeing what happens?
Oh, actually, I'm going to do both. Right now, like me and my managers, like, we're talking some CD babies and some, like, getting in stores and online, trying to do both.
All right, we're getting ready to get into another joint by King, man. And I want you to go ahead and introduce your own track, Emotions.
Emotions. This song, I love this song right here. This song, like, you want to, like, try to talk to a female, and you see talking to a dude, and back in your mind, like, man, I know how to treat this female better than this dude treating her. I'm saying, so it's like a fantasize. Like, what will you do? You had a chance to talk to that female. So I decided to put it on record, and it came out wonderful. And like a nice R&B classic from back in the days, I decided to put it back out, get more feel vibe, you know what I'm saying, that people could vibe to and would love. So it's my song, Emotion. Y'all check it out. I hope y'all like it like I like it.
That's what's up, man. Here's Emotions by King right here on Issues of the Day Talk Radio.
This a King on a beat exclusive.
Yo, what's up, baby girl? Damn, you smell good. What you down for? No word, that nigga ain't treating you right. Damn, baby. I'm that nigga for you. Let's go.
Yeah, that was Emotions by King right here on Issues of the Day Talk Radio. Hey, what is, what is going to separate you from a lot of these other artists, man, that's coming out? Because E-40 selling this new album, a lot of these rappers is ringtone rappers, you know what I mean? A lot of these artists don't really have a plan for their music. They really don't have any, they don't have a style. They just put them days to a beat. You seem to have some structure about your music. What's going to separate you from all these other artists that put you in the game and get some of these records like T.I. and Kanye West?
I mean, what separates me from the rest of these people that are doing these records is my style, like, really different from a lot of these artists. Like down here in Miami, people like maybe street records. And my record's not towards that. My record's, like, more towards ladies, you know what I'm saying? Like, people that could vibe to. You have some people that talk, like, nonsense. They got good lyrics, but people that can't relate to it. It's like come down to earth, you know what I'm saying? I get through records that everybody can, you know, relate to, understand, feel that. I make records that people can vibe to for a long time. The Mosey ringtone rapper, you see him one day, and you don't see him no more. They only got one hit. They hunt one hit. Wonders. Me, I stay away from all that. I try to make songs that people are like, okay, he's a good artist. The Mosey can make these nonsense dances. I'm not really a big fan of those. I like make real music.
Like, really, as far as, like, just giving people something, you know, like people are sure, you know, some people, you know, they hate on, like, Nelly. But Nelly make good music. You know, he make club music, make music that you can just feel good to. It ain't got to be all, ain't got to be street, ain't got to be gangster, anything, ain't got to be so hard. You know what I mean? You can have that other type of music and still have some good music and have a good feel to it when you're rolling down the street. Is that what you pretty much bring in?
Yeah, I mean, Canelli's a good artist, but right now he's underrated.
Nah, yeah, he's been underrated.
Say it again, please.
He's been underrated. A lot of these artists are underrated, man. You know, artists like Nelly, CeeLo Green, Freeway. You know, it's a lot of Obie Trice. It's a lot of artists out there that's underrated that brings you good music. They don't necessarily bring it so hard, so raw. But, you know, I mean, they still bring you good music. They're underrated. But you need that other side to, like, I don't really care for certain artists' music, but they bring, you know, some feel, what I call feel good music. You know, everything ain't got to be shooting them up and how much drugs you sold and how many people you say you murdered and you ain't never killed nobody. You know what I mean? You still have that music that you can feel good. I'm tired of artists lying. Back in the day, you heard artists, when you listen to a Scarface song, you listen to a Too Short song, DJ Quick, Easy, even they might have been lying. They may not have been lying, but it was believable. You can't trust, you can't believe these artists no more. Their music just sounds so fake. It don't even sound true. It's just like they just ran to the studio, put a song together. You know what I mean? So at least I can hear something different with your music. So what's next for King, man?
Well, next for King, I mean, right now, like, me and my manager, like, going to the business side. We have Gravity Records as our record label, but we ain't Gravity Entertainment. We're going around doing shows. We're going to a party. I got my brother, DJ Tombo. Do all that. I got studios. I'm recording my studio. No problem with some beats. You get some beats. All that. Like, right now, we're moving more to the business side. Because most people don't know the business side. They just jump in the game with no knowledge of the business side. They sign their name to the contract. And they like modern-day slavery to the record label. For me, I'm choosing with my time. Because I had record deals come from my face, but the record deal was not what I was looking for in the record deal. A lot of these artists don't know about that. They just jump in the game, jump in the studio, thing. They see on TV, the bling, flash. They don't know that it's rented. And some artists are going bankrupting. Like some producers, I'm not calling names, producers and rappers, they lose their money. They don't know the business side. They use their money without thinking. Me, I'm thinking about my money, think about business, or where I go about it.
What are some things in the business that some artists, like, just give an example. I know a little bit about that, but you know some of these guys out there who ain't really hip to the game. You know what I mean? What are some of the things that in the contract or some of the business stuff they need to know about before they come in to make a rush decision?
I mean, like, now, like, the contract, like, it's, like, very different. Back in the days, like, royalty points. Now, the regulator, they suffering right now because sometimes they put $1 million in album flop real hard. So now they check the record deals. When you go on tour, they take your tour money, taking merchandise money, back in the day, they don't do that. So now they're trying to get more artists' money to help their part of that, help the damn they're being done by the economics right now. That's why they got, like, it's a crazy game right now. It's crazy, I'm saying.
That's what it is, man. We're going to get into another joint from you. We're going to keep playing these hits, man. We'll get to another joint. And here's Get With It. Now
get
talk
with
about that joint real quick. Yeah.
That's a club, and when it hit the club, it was wild. I'm saying, because I mean, like, my style of music is like feel good music. I love feel good music. I'm saying, I love music like soulful music. But then I decided, like, go out of the boss computer, hear me make songs for like the club. So I'm like, I'm in the studio, me and my manager, like, late, like 3 o'clock in the morning, actually. I'm saying, you know, I make beats. I put a beat on. My manager's like, ooh, you got a hit right there. So I'm like, man, I was thinking, how the ringtone rap need to get with it. So I'm like, you know what? Come on, follow it and get with it. Then get with it in a drunken club. You know what I'm saying? So I made a song called Get With It for the Club.
That's right.
Everybody can do it. Sing it, please.
I thought you was done. I didn't mean to cut you off there, King. But here's Get With It by King. All these joints y'all here right now, email me at issueofthedayyahoo.com. Tell me what you think. You know what I mean? Oh, real quick, I forgot to even do this. Give up your way you can contact you, like MySpace, website. Go ahead and tell folks where they can look, how they can get a hold of King.
On my MySpace, myspace.com, King on the beat. KingOnTheBeat. You can call me on my cell phone. I got 2 cell phones, actually. One of my cell phone numbers is 407-692-1650. My other cell phone number is 407-952-3807. My email address is kingonthebeat@yahoo.com, as in KingOnTheBeat@yahoo.com.
That's what it is. And here's Get With It by King right here on This Is the Day Talk Radio.
This a King on the Beat exclusive.
Get close, let me whisper in your ear. I ain't playing, girl. You know I'm talking about me. club, now we headin' to the IHOP. Me and my dog got them all like, what now? In the club late, still can't shut it down. That's how we do it, dawg, you better get with it. Now I need to say, hey, yo, how they ball? Better drunk in the club, drunk like what? You don't give a fuck, I'm little fake as what? Now get with it.
You're back with Issues of the Day Talk Radio with the interview with King, man. I was getting with it. You know what I mean? You have another song called Pushing On. What is that song about?
Pushing On. Pushing On is a very sentimental record to me, actually. Some records on, like, for me, it's like a reminder for myself not to ever stop, like, keep pushing on. Like, my mother's do it for my mom, do it for my people back in my hood. And Pushing On, records, like a motivation record for myself. For everybody else who's listening, you're going through a hard time. Because right now, at a state that they can numb right now, it's really down. So a lot of people going through a hard time. And I want people to keep on pushing on, because I'm pushing on. No matter how ugly, nasty the road get, I won't ever quit. I won't ever stop. You count on me. Keep on making music. I don't care what is in front of me. I'm going to keep on doing the music. I'm going to keep on pushing on.
What's up, man? Well, we're going to check out this one, too, because I was reading a little bit something about you, how you really got started in the music business. You was with a high school friend, and you got into a car accident, and you wanted to do something different with your life. Is that song reflective of what got you kind of started with music in that situation?
I mean, like, the song, it's not how I got started with music, but it's like, let me keep pushing on. And how I got started with this music thing was I was actually in college. I had a basketball scholarship. Like, I was top five in the state of Florida scoring. So I was getting a newspaper, like, every day, getting any for a newspaper. So I got a basketball scholarship at St. John Community College. I actually had a scholarship for Division I, but unfortunately my SAT score was high enough. So I went to St. John Community College. And while I was there, and I always loved music, so I decided, like, pursue music. Hard and people like that all playing around, but I already pursued music. Then one day I put a come back home. Visit the school in around Gainesville. I live in like around Miami. Unfortunately, I got a car accident because the car in front of me didn't put a scent on and the road was wet. I tried to like prevent an accident. Unfortunately, I found a tree. My teammate died. It was unfortunate. So when he died, like, I was still shocked. Then it's like, I got some music. I made a dedication song actually for him. Then I let people hear it. They're like, King, like, you read something. I'm like, so then when I pursue music head on, I start playing basketball. But I'm still in school. I get my bachelor's degree this summer in business administration and management. That's how I got started with music.
That's what's up, man. Sorry to hear what happened to the loss of a teammate and friend. On a good note, you still working on the education, getting a degree, and that's what a lot of artists don't understand too. So one of these days, your CDs are gonna stop selling. You know what I mean? You gotta have something else. Sooner or later, the fans are gonna disappear. You know, you ain't gonna be called for shows like you used to because your time period's gonna come and go. You know, music is trendy, so when that time period is up, what you gonna do? And that's good to know that artists, you know, still out there getting that education, knowing that one day they're gonna have to do something else versus, you know, this music when it stops selling, when it stops, when the music ain't, you know, there no more. So we want to get into pushing on right now, man. I want to make sure I get all your songs played today, you know, on this show, man, get people feeling what King sounded like. So here's Pushing On by King right here on Issues of the Day Talk Radio.
This a King on a beat exclusive.
Hey, 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 all the things on my mind keep pushing on, so I keep myself level with the right song. Something like this gotta be the right one. Yeah, hey, gotta keep pushing on.
Yeah, it's about time, a quarter past nine. I'm a little late, but I'm right on time, mama. You remember I told you that the boy gon' shine. You looked at me and say, boy, stay on your grind. It's due time, now your baby boy got a chin. Everybody know me as a one-man band. I'm just trying to do the best that I can. Make you understand that your boy ain't playing, your sleepless nights hanging off right now, I ain't go quick cause it's all time now, I got a chance and your boy ain't giving it up. Cause 9 to 5 ain't living it up.
On the same number of mine, keep pushing on. So I keep myself level with the right song. Something like this gotta be the right one. I'm on the road, so I gotta keep moving on. On the same number of mine, keep pushing on. So I keep myself level with the right song. Something like this gotta be the right one. Yeah, hey, gotta keep pushing on.
For all the girls that I never had time, it's straight cause I'm doing just fine. I keep my eyes on the prize cause I got mine. For all my boys in the hood go through hard times, don't worry about a thing cause I got y'all. Y'all have faith in me, I got all of y'all. And those are homies that keep your boy going strong. Man, going back, I'ma keep pushing on. Man, I've been through hard times, I was gone, man. It feels good just right into the song, man. I made a promise to my boy that's locked up, man. Before he get it, I'ma make it in the day, man.
On the same number of mine, keep pushing on. So I keep myself level with the right song. Something like this gotta be the right one. I'm on the road, so I gotta keep moving on. On the same number of mine, keep pushing on. So I keep myself level with the right song. Something like this gotta be the right one. Yeah, man, gotta keep pushing on.
For all the time that your boy on the road, for all the time that your boy on the go, and all the ups and downs coming up the path, man, I would never trade that. Feeling in the back, reminiscing like that. Talk about the things that we never, never had. Trying to be on top, so we gotta fight back. Never going down, so I gotta get there. I got a lot on my plate, so I gotta do it. A lot of people on my back, so I gotta prove it. Only thing on my mind, I gotta keep pushing. Only thing on my mind, man, keep pushing.
Only thing on my mind, keep pushing on. So I keep myself level with the right song. Something like this gotta be the right one. I'm on the road, so I gotta keep moving on. Only thing on my mind, keep pushing on. So I keep myself level with the right song. Something like this gotta be the right one. Yeah, hey, gotta keep pushing on. Only thing on my mind, keep pushing on. So I keep myself level with the right song. Something like this gotta be the right one. I'm on the road, so I gotta keep moving on. Only thing on my mind, keep pushing on. So I keep myself level with the right song. Something like this gotta be the right one. Yeah, man, gotta keep pushing on.
That was Pushing On by King on Issues of the Day Talk Radio. Man, you guys, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You got what it takes. And the one thing that I don't like about the industry is the fact that they got hot artists out there. But they'd rather go get a garbage artist, bring the whole radio station, play the music 1,000 times, and leave them, behind. No.
Yeah.
But all that I can tell you, man, is keep doing what you're doing. I like your music. I always play it on my show. I play it, I don't know how many times. I'm going to play it next week. I just like that, for some of that hook, man. I don't know what it is about the hook. I just love that hook, man. You know what I mean? So I just keep playing it. You know,
that's that song is based on a real life situation with me and a certain female, and that song dedicated to her. And I was going like hard. I mean, I was depressed. I made a song for her. Now my baby gone. These girls chase. I don't want one. These girls chase. I don't see none. So that song is like my music. I make it. Like, I try to make it as much as my life, like a personal journal, like a diary of mine. Because, I mean, I try to make it like, you know my music, you know me. The dawn is like a real situation. And emotion actually was a real situation, too. Emotion is how I got a female that made me do gone.
Did you play the song for
her? Yeah, I played the song for Ashley, me and the female. Like, me and we the best of friends. Like, best of friends. You know what I'm saying? So, she liked it, but it's like, things didn't work out. So we not go force nothing. We're just friends. She in a relationship. I'm single, actually. So I just played it for her, let her know. I kind of apologized. And she apologized. Being torn about this, being grown. Moved on. But we just friends.
That's what's up, man. That's what it do, man. Any shout-outs you want to give out on the show, man, to your labels? Any shout-outs you want to give out on the show?
Yeah. First, my record label, Grad Records Entertainment. Grad Entertainment. My manager, Jack, and I like to say rest in peace to my little cousin that died on Christmas, or Christmas Day, got shot and killed. Our Martellus, a.k.a. Top Flight, you'll be dearly missed. Everybody in Miami, and people in Polk County, and you. Actually, you the first person that ever played my song on the radio. And that when you played my song on the radio, that actually helped jumpstart my career a lot, because a lot of people start taking it serious. Some people like, I heard your song on this radio. I'm like, oh, yeah? So your radio station got my career a lot. It actually got me a show that I got paid for, my first paid show. You know what I'm saying? And people, like, hear my beats on your show, they come contact me. So I, like, thank you a lot. I mean, if I ever be, like, a platinum artist, it's because of you, because you jump-started my career. And by you constantly playing my song on the radio, people constantly hear me, they still know about me. I mean, your radio station, I love it. I'm saying, I appreciate the love.
Oh, no problem, man. See, my show is one of them shows that if you got a tight song, care if you're national or you're local, if you got a tight song, I'm going to play it. Because I used to be in the game. I used to be an artist. I know how I feel to be grinding your songs to the DJs, to the radio stations, and it's a constant irritation to get these people to play your songs, man. So I already know how it is. So when I get a song that I like, or anything, I keep playing it. You know what I mean? I keep on playing it. I'm going to keep playing it until I get tired. As a matter of fact, I said that on my show. I said, I'm going to keep playing this song until I get tired of it. You know what I mean? That's just what it is, man. I play one song a day on my show. Sometimes I play two. And Gone has been featured on that a lot of times. And it's going to keep being featured until I get sick of it.
I appreciate it.
No problem, man. Now, don't get me wrong. I like all your other joints, too. But Gone just hits a touch, you know, it touches a certain, I like that. I just like the melody. I just like that song, man. So I just, matter of fact, I was at one day. I was somewhere one day, man. I was just singing that, Gone, baby, gone. Because really, technically, I've been through a lot of, you know, that type of relationship stuff, too. And, you know, you got somebody that you wanted back, or you got somebody you wish you were still with, and you like, that song fits that any situation like that. You know, especially with the melody and delivery of the hook. Yeah, so I'm gonna keep going well, man. You gonna keep getting that play on here until I'm just so tired of it. I don't even wanna listen to it no more. I'm gonna keep playing it whenever I see fit, cause I run my own show. So you know, hey man, thank you. You know, we finally got this interview done. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you for coming to hang out with us, man. Anything that issues of the day can do to help, email me. You know how to get a hold of me. I hope you get where you're going, man, in the music, man, because I know how frustrating it is. I know. I went, did it, and quit, you know what I mean? But I want to still be in entertainment. That's why I stayed with the talk. That's why I did talk radio. But this is your passion. This is what you want to do. You ain't never going to stop, man. I hope you make it at least to the point of where you can live off on it and you don't have to work a job and nothing like that, you know what I'm saying? So Congratulations to you, man, and blessings to you, everything, and hope you, you know what I mean, hope you make it.
Thank you.
I know how it goes.
In life.
And I appreciate everybody for listening to the show today, Issues of the Day Talk Radio. If you want to email us about King, got any questions, want to know how to get a hold of them, email me at issuesoftheday@yahoo.com. And King, go ahead and give out your information one last time for the people before we get out of here.
Oh, my MySpace, King on the Beat, KingOnTheBeat. My email address, KingOnTheBeat@yahoo, KingOnTheBeat@yahoo.com. My phone number, I got two cell phones, 407-692-165016. Oh, damn, my bad. 407-692-165-0 407-952-3807.
That's what's up, man. And one thing you can do, King, man, you know, this show can be downloaded to your MP3, your iPod. You can burn it to a disc and play it in the car. So, you know, if you got anybody that didn't hear the show from Miami or anywhere, you can always, you know, right after the show is done, about 10, 15 minutes, you can go back to the site and download it and play it for anybody, you know, that you want to have here. I'm getting ready to go back and do some re-promotions on the whole thing. So we're going to get it out there so everybody can know what's going on with King. And the person that I was playing on my show finally got the interview done. So that's what it is. Appreciate everybody for listening to Issues of the Day Talk Radio with the host, Charles Lines. No interview with King from Miami. Hit us up. You know what to do next week. We're going to be right back at you Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hope everybody have a blessed weekend, a safe weekend. Like I always say, love each other as you expect to be loved. Good day and God bless. King, and I'm going to holler at you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
No problem.
This a King on a Beat exclusive.
Compare and what we share. We got something rare. Then when I'm on the road doing my shows, I call you up and let you know you the only one I wanna hold. Never let you go. I keep you right here. This is King, baby girl. You have to share this. Never hurt you. I never do you wrong. And what we got right here is gonna last long. Just thinking of you, it keeps my mind going. On the things I do, it keeps my mind flowing. I like the way. I like the way.
I like the way.
I like the way. I like the way. We got our thing going.
I like the.
I know.
I know.
King on a beat exclusive.
Yahoo.com. Hit me up, 817-99-616. Be a
fan.
for Daily Talk Radio. I'm checking out things. Yeah.
This a king on a beat exclusive.
Yo, what's up, baby girl? Damn, you smell good. What you down for? A word, nigga ain't treat you right. Damn, baby. I'm that nigga for you. Let's go.
On a beat exclusive.
Yeah, you know, this is the Day Talk Radio. This is the last song by King. Don't out of here. You know what to do, email me up. It's the day, y'all. The voice of the people.
Them other dudes, man, I don't even worry. Cause she right by my side. When I'm down the avenue, my girl a ride like, the only girl on my mind. I can't lie, man, she keeps me on my ground. One day, baby girl, we go shine. To the end of time, yeah, you and I. We take a getaway, taking all the pain away. Baby, let's fade away, like Hardaway. You, girl, I can't even breathe. And when we fight, girl, I can't even leave. What would King be if he loses queen like that? Can't see it like that. Life without you, can't think about that. Wanna see you all white and me in all black. Walking down the aisle like that. That's why I gotta treat you good. Anything you want, you know your man could. What you want, girl? What you need, girl? You would never have a problem with King, girl. We got something rare. That when I'm on the road doing my shows, I call you up and let you know you the only one I wanna hold. Never let you go. I keep you right here. This is King, baby girl. You have to share still. Never hurt you. I never do you wrong. And what we got right here, it's gonna last long. Just thinking of you, it keeps my mind going. On the things I do, it keeps my mind flowing. I like the way. I like the way we got our thing going on.
Anytime y'all have a blessed, you know, one another. Bless.